You're listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast, Episode 5. In this episode, I will talk about how to find your creative strength. So let's get going. Hi everyone, I'm Linda Sheen. This podcast will inspire you to be creative and to play, even if you have a lot on your to-do list. Thanks for taking some time out of your day to listen to this podcast. Creative Explorer Podcast is produced weekly for your enjoyment, and you can find the show notes at lindaerson.net/CEP. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS reader or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and pretty much everywhere else on social media. All the links are in the show notes. Let's get on with the show. In this episode, I will talk about how you can find your creative strengths. I'm also going to give you a creative prompt, something you can do easily and in a short amount of time to get some creative play into your day. A small caution might be in order if you're sensitive to language. I must warn you that the occasional swear word might slip through the cracks when I edit. What am I working on? Well, right now I'm trying to refashion some clothing because I need to update my wardrobe. I'm sewing blackout curtains for the TV room because we have a south-facing window that gives us a shine in the TV. I'm painting the trailer for our riding lawnmower. We built our own trailer for it. And it's going to be pink with black and white zebra stripes, according to my daughter. I'm moving into a better way to share what I offer. I'm sharing instead of trying to sell, because it didn't feel right to me. I'm also working on my schedule, trying to get it to fit my life better, give me more time for other things while still remaining just as visible and sharing as much as I do right now. I'm working on finishing the forest nymph painting and staying cool in the heat of late summer because we finally got some hot weather. Why should you look for your creative strengths? Science has proven that using your strengths makes you happier and more fulfilled. Those who use their strengths regularly generally perform better than others and have more confidence. The first thing to do to find your strength is to look at your interests and passions. What do you think you're good at? Then look at the things you did a lot when you were younger, the things you've enjoyed. Notice the times when it was easy, when it was fun. Talk to the people who know you best, friends and family. They won't be shy about pointing out your talent. If you still don't know what you're good at, then make it a goal to try something new every week. Start with what's easy, what comes naturally to you. Then try to push the boundaries a bit to see where it takes you. I have some examples for you. If you like drawing and painting, try a completely new technique, a new concept, a new tool. Experiment. If it's knitting or crochet, try out a new stitch, go for a design you haven't tried before. If you love cooking, try to create your own recipes. Experiment with ingredients. If it's taking pictures, instead of taking pictures from your regular viewpoint, play with angles, viewpoints, light, and settings. If it's writing, and you normally write about people in first person, try doing it in third person, or imagine how an animal, like a bear, would behave. Wouldn't it be fun if Sherlock Holmes behaved as a bear? That would make for some interesting stuff for the TV series. It might, of course, be something like juggling, dancing, singing, sculpting, graphic design, or anything else. If you have a different field than the ones I've listed and you need ideas, send me an email. Trying something new and pushing the boundaries is good even if you know what you do well. You'll know if it's for you by how it feels. Does it feel challenging and fun, or just frustrating and hard? Trying something new really gets those synapses firing and helps you figure out what works for you. I'd love to see what you create, so if you would share it with me, I'd be very grateful, either by replying to this post or posting in the Creative Explorers group. Today's inspirational words are by John Cleese, and he says, "Nothing will stop you from being creative. so effectively as the fear of making a mistake. Today's creative prompt. I want you to get your hands dirty and make something three-dimensional out of some type of clay. If you don't have any other kind of clay, you can use paper clay, which you can easily make yourself, Play-Doh, or salt dough, which is also easy and cheap to make. That's it for me today. Remember to sign up for the Playing with Photos Hangout on August 25th. Thanks for listening to the Creative Explorer podcast. The next episode will, among other things, be about what to do when you're stuck. If you have any questions, just reach out to me at linda@lindaerson.net. Please remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.